Time once again for our regular check-ins with pharmacist Elizabeth Roddick from New Life Pharmacy in Glasgow. Hello, Elizabeth. How are you?
Very well, thanks, Toby.
This week, I thought we would chat about osteoporosis, something I know that some of my older relatives have had. Elizabeth, it's a bone disease, isn't it?
Yeah, that's quite right, Toby. You don't tend to think about bone as being a living organ. But what happens in osteoporosis is that the bone weakens. It makes them very fragile and more likely to break. It develops really slowly over several years.
And I think it's quite a painful condition too.
Not generally, until, of course, a bone is broken. And that's often the very first time that it's diagnosed. If the break is in the spine, then that can cause long-term pain. You can also see some patients bending forward, the characteristic stoop.
Is it just women who get osteoporosis?
No, that's a bit of a myth, Toby. Certainly after the menopause, women lose bone very quickly. But it can happen if you're taking long-term steroids or if you're taking an anti-estrogen drug, say for cancer. It may be your family members, your mother who's had osteoporosis. Of course, lifestyle issues such as eating disorders or heavy drinking, these can be factors as well.
Can it be prevented at all?
Yes, it's all about weight-bearing exercise. Exercise ideally should start in your 30s, but it's never too late. Good to hear. Eating a good diet containing calcium and vitamin D, and you don't have to take a lot of dairy. A lot of people are worried about dairy-free diets, etc. Because green leafy vegetables such as curly kale, sardines, where you eat the bones. I often have patients who have these dairy-free diets. And what I've done is I've got a list of foods that I quite often refer to. And it's sometimes surprising to see just what's available even with a dairy-free diet. I mean, examples are you might not eat figs, but four figs contain 506 milligrams. Now, you only need 550 milligrams daily. And as I've already said, fish, something like whitebait, that gives you 688 milligrams. As expected from me, take a vitamin D supplement. And giving up alcohol and smoking is just so important for this particular condition.
So, Elizabeth, what happens if you are diagnosed with osteoporosis then?
Yes, normally we diagnose osteoporosis with a DEXA scan. And we do have a few different treatments. Bisphosphonates, that's a weekly medicine that's often prescribed. You really have to take this in a very special way, about half an hour to an hour before food or other medicines. You need to stay upright after you've taken it, and also take it with a large glass of water. This is so that the tablet doesn't cause inflammation of the esophagus, the tube running down from the throat, and also making sure it's absorbed well in order for it really to do its work, and that's what you want to happen. There's now an infusion that's given once a year that some patients are offered. As well as these types of medicines, of course, patients are usually prescribed calcium and vitamin D tablets. So altogether, if you are diagnosed with osteoporosis, then definitely please take the medication because it will stop the osteoporosis deteriorating.
Well, as always, some very useful information and advice there. Elizabeth, if people would like to maybe get in touch with you and ask for some advice, where is the best place for people to go to find you?
All the W's, newlifepharmacy.co.uk.
Well, thank you very much indeed, Elizabeth Roddick from New Life Pharmacy in Glasgow, for chatting with me here on RNIB Connect Radio.
Thanks very much, Toby.